God will make a way. Isaiah 43, 16 through 21. When I was studying at seminary, one of the special elective classes was to go to the Holy Land and take a 10-day class and tour. This opportunity to go to the Holy Land and taking a class where Jesus actually lived and taught is like a dream for all the seminary students. So I waited to take this class as soon as I started school. Finally, the school found a special scholarship for this class for only for 10 students, and Pastor Kuko and I got to be a part of the class. It was a great opportunity for both of us. We took a flight from Chicago O'Hare via Heathrow, England to Tel Aviv, Israel. It was not just a long distance trip, but there was also an 8-hour time difference. The change already made it a tough trip, but it was just a beginning. There was an incredible tight schedule for class and touring from the first day that we arrived in Israel. Unlike what I had hoped for, I was totally exhausted. But how much anticipation and dreaming had I done for this trip? Although I was tired, I woke up early in the morning to have a time to read the Bible and pray with my friends. We tried to do our best to make this time filled with good memories and insights. One day, we were scheduled to explore Masada National Park. Masada is an ancient fortress in southern Israel's Judean desert. It is on a massive plateau overlooking the Dead Sea. Fortunately, there was a new type of cable car that carries dozens of people to the top quickly and conveniently at once. I was appreciative of the benefits of modern technology. But my joy did not last long. The professor suggested that we walk down as we return, as it would give us a great short desert experience. But it was a long and winding path in the middle of the desert. Everyone wanted to join in except two students who had special health issue. Since I did not have any health issue, I was forced to join the group. I know going downhill is a lot easier than going uphill, but it was never easy to walk down the high plateau in the desert, where there was no shade of a tree and no place to rest under the strong midday sunlight. Besides, it was narrow and a long winding way along the cliff path. While I was walking down, my heart was full of regrets and complaints about why I had to walk down after leaving behind a nice new cable car. There was no room in my mind to look around at the desert view. Every step was a real drag for me. A few students hurt their legs and even fainted for a while in the middle of the hike. I was afraid that we wouldn't make it. Fortunately, however, we helped each other, cheering, encouraging, walking together, and eventually everyone came down without a big problem. Later, I wondered how I made it through, so I looked back up at the path that I had come down. I was amazed how I had walked down the steep desert plateau road. I was sincerely grateful for God, who protected me, guided me, and walked along the path with me. However, I decided that if I had to visit Masada again, I would definitely ride a cable car for both going up and down without hesitation. Once is enough. When we live our lives, there are times that we face unexpected troubles that feel like walking in the wilderness. In the midst of the wilderness, we often ask, why God allowed me to go through this kind of hardship? Where is God? Why is God silent? We may have a lot of questions and complaints about the situation, but ironically, this is where we finally meet God. When we walk on the path of the wilderness in our lives, we are looking more strongly at God's help than ever before. We focus on God and depend on God. Then eventually we see God and how He is at work in our life. Maybe this is the reason why God allows the wilderness in our lives. When we look at people's life, we see two different reactions on how to face the wilderness of life. There are people who are discouraged and fall down in front of hardship, and there are people who try to overcome suffering. The former try to do nothing and wait until it goes away, hoping it will pass soon. But God is not interested in bringing us out of the suffering. God's concern is to help us pass through it well. When we go through the wilderness of God, the will of God is not how quickly we are getting out of this wilderness, but rather passing through it as we realize what God wants to teach us through this time. It is God's will that we help us become more mature, be humble, faithful, wiser, and more like Jesus through the wilderness of life. C.S. Lewis, who was a great English writer, saw pain as God's megaphone, where we hit the bottom, reach our limit, face at the end, there is God. There we see God's wisdom that we have never known before and experience God's endless grace and love. Through the wilderness of life, we can expand our understanding of God and have a deeper relationship with God. Therefore, instead of letting us ride in a cable car through the wilderness, God wants us to walk through it step by step with God. God uses the wilderness to bring us closer to God. When we enter the wilderness, we lift our eyes to look at the sky. We put the smartphone down and begin to pray. Although we try to mobilize all the resources we have, we cannot overcome the wilderness. So the wilderness finally takes us to the end of our limit, where all my connections, skill, strength, and experiences run out. No help at all. We feel so helpless and hopeless. Then we realize and admit that there are the things that don't go according to our will. But in the wilderness of life, where we spiritually and physically fall to the bottom, God comes near and speaks to us as He said to the Israelites who were in captive in Babylon in verse 19 in today's Old Testament reading. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Is there anyone who thinks that you are walking in the wilderness of life right now? God will make a way in the midst of your wilderness to lead you out of it. God will do new things in your life. One of my favorite Christian songs is God Will Make a Way, written by Pastor Don Moen. Personally, I got to know this song while I was struggling in the wilderness of my life. My high school teacher, knowing my circumstances, gave this song as a gift to me. While she was praying for me, this song came to her mind, so she decided to give it to me as a gift. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways in we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He will lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven's heavens and earth will fade, but His word will still remain. He will do something new today. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. You can find it, the better version, in the YouTube. He will make a way. As a pastor, one of my privileges that I have is to witness how God is working, not only in my life, but also in many other people's life. Actually, this is not only a privilege of pastors, but also it is a privilege that we all have together as a church community. When I started ministry in this church, there was one thing that I think was surprising and a great advantage. It is our time to share our joys and concerns. The church I attended in Korea and the churches that I had previously served in the United States were all large congregations, and it was unimaginable to let individuals share their joys and concerns during worship time. But I think this is a really important time that allows us hold each other accountable in love so that the church can sincerely fulfill its role as a community of faith. When we are in the midst of the wilderness in life, we don't know how this will end. However, later when we look back, we will eventually confess that God has led us through the new ways that we have never expected and we never seen before. Furthermore, we will know that God has been walking along with us every step of the way in this journey. Therefore, I want you to remember that even though you walk through the wilderness of life, you are not alone. You walk with God and with many brothers and sisters in Christ. We hold each other accountable in the love of Jesus Christ. Then we eventually realize that this time of suffering finally turns into a reason to praise God in the end, which is the reason why God originally created us. In verse 21, God said to the people of Israel, "The people whom I formed for myself so that they might declare my praise. Let us praise God who makes the new ways for us each and every day, even in the midst of wilderness." Remember, God will make a way. Praise God. Amen.